Humans love to feel loved and cared for, and girls don't need men because, well, they can pay their own bills, look after themselves, and they can do their own DIY. It's the fact that they want a man, and this is because they want to be loved and cared for, and it's important to them. So although there's nothing that you can do to make them need you, you can do things to make them want you, and this includes using reverse psychology. You may have never heard what reverse psychology actually is. It's a practice or principle of subtle encouraging of behaviour or belief by advocating the opposite. So what does this look like in real life? It could be that you really want to go to Italy on holiday and you know that the other person would much prefer to go to France. So you subtly start playing Italian music and taking them out for dinner at an Italian restaurant. Then suddenly they say, "Do you know what? I think I would like to go to Italy instead." And you say, "Oh, well, I guess we could go there then." You got what you wanted, and the other person, well, they don't realise it's even what you wanted. Another example would be suggesting to your best friend that he is always too stingy and would never buy a round of beers at the pub. Next time you go, he buys the first round. So let's address this firstly. Reverse psychology is not manipulation. That is never, ever okay in a relationship. It's a tool that you can use alongside body language, flirting and being yourself to hook a lady in and get her to chase you. And if every gentleman's dream is to get a girl to chase him, well then, this is the video for that dream where we can make that dream come true. Let's look at some harmless reverse psychology tips and tricks to make girls chase you. Number one, giving her space. I get it, it's pretty risky. Will she ever come back if you do this? And the answer is probably. Girls hate space. Honestly, I put my hand up for this. It drives me wild. Sometimes I would say things like, "Just go away, I need some space." And I would then be mortified when the guy actually does that. Even if he's just in another room, I will wait 5 minutes and then I'm running back to him. I guess, well, chasing him. And if the lady that you have a crush on is a little bit distant, well, give her some space. Don't make the first move. Wait for her to message you to arrange something. Giving a girl some space also allows you to both miss each other so that when you guys are back together, you will have more to talk about and everything will be a lot more interesting. Be assertive. Sometimes when you are first dating a lady, you want to please her, so you let her make all of the decisions, arrange all the dates, and basically call all of the shots. And this is nice, and girls do like it. They also like it when you take charge though and be assertive. Sometimes it is important that you put your foot down, arrange the date first, pick the restaurant, you do you. It will let her know that you have a backbone in the relationship and you are not a pushover. It also encourages her to take charge more, as it is a natural thing for a lady to be the organiser. And she will like it when you take charge, but also want to take more of that power back. Meaning she will start being more assertive with you, making the relationship move forwards. How to get her to compliment you. There is a classic reverse psychology trick to get a lady to compliment you. Are you ready? You definitely would have used it before, maybe without even realising. When you complain about your outfit or your hair, normally a lady will pay you a compliment. An example could be when you say, "You know what, I'm not actually too sure about the colour of this shirt. I think it kind of washes me out." She will reply with, "I love that colour on you. You look so handsome." Ta-da, compliment. Now that you know that the shirt looks good on you and she thinks that you are handsome, and well, it's always nice to get a compliment, isn't it? You cannot use this trick all of the time though, as it does come across slightly desperate when you do keep slipping it out. When you need a confidence boost, well, that is when you suggest it. It also shows a girl that you are not afraid to be vulnerable. Girls love someone who can be vulnerable with them. Be cool. Picture this. You are on a date with a girl that you have been seeing for a while, and she is not being her normal, usual self. She's bicking around and picking on things that you are saying. Now I get it, it's gonna be easy for you to get angry, but instead, don't. Keep cool, keep calm, and very collected. Just try to change the subject or avoid falling into her trap. Talk about other things instead, like what your plans are for the weekend. And if she keeps going, just say, "I agree." And it will drive her wild, but will calm her down. She will return to her normal self, her nice self. You have got what you want, and she will realise there's no point in acting like that moody person. Be unpredictable. Ladies absolutely love a man who is unpredictable. They love to be spontaneous and don't really like routine. If, for example, you always take her to the same place on a date, she's not gonna love it. She will know what to expect, the same food, the same chitter chatter. It gets old quickly. But if you spice things up, take her to a beach on a picnic date, the movies for another night, and then hike on the next weekend, she will never know what's coming next. Now, this goes beyond dates though, because it's important to be calm. But if, let's say, your lady keeps picking arguments with you, sit her down and ask her, why are you not happy, babes? Do you need some space? Don't be a pushover, but do be respectful. She won't expect you to talk to her like this and will be taken back. And you might notice a shift in her personality or how she acts. You can never control a lady. She's independent, she's her own person. She will do, as she likes. But with this in mind, make sure you always spend time with your own friends and do things that you like playing video games, play football. If a girl really likes you and there is potential for a relationship, it's really important that you keep being spontaneous so that it doesn't get boring. Become friends with her friends. Girls love it when guys make an effort with their friends and family. If a girl is being slightly distant from you, becoming friends with her friends can bring her closer. She will love that you are making an effort, and it will also make her interested in you. This is because she will see you chatting to her girlfriends and not want them to steal you. Her brain will suddenly release some chemicals, and she will most likely go straight to you and sit down next to you. She might put her arm around you, give you a cuddle, and get closer to you, to pretty much fend you off and let everyone know that you are hers. Even if she is really close with her friends and understands that they would never do this, it's just a natural thing that women do. You don't need to flirt with her friends for this to work, may I remind you. In fact, I would strongly suggest that, you don't. It would give you the opposite effect here. Just chat, make a few jokes that will make her friends laugh, and she will be running back to you in no time. Tell her that she is a distraction. Gentlemen, you have to be very careful when it comes to this last point. Women only like to not be the center of your universe if it is because you have goals you are working towards. If you are studying and need to concentrate on a test that you are working on, nicely say that, unfortunately, you need to finish that thing. You have to focus, and once you have finished your test, you will contact her again. She will love you for that because it shows you are focused on your education and very driven. And it drives her wild though because you have other priorities and you are giving something else your attention. So play this one right and you will have a lady most definitely chasing you. If you think I missed something from today's video, let me know down in the comments. Give me a huge thumbs up and consider subscribing to make my day. But if you want to get your name rolling up next to my face, like these amazing people's names here, then all you have to do is click the link in the description bar below to find out a little bit more. Have an amazing day. See you soon.